Welcome, everybody. It's time to pack up your gear. It's time for the Pedego podcast as we ride along on the e-bike revolution and those driving and the love stories of those just riding along. Today, we have somebody special with us, another incredible story. I'm going to let you introduce yourself here. Welcome to the show. Tell us who you are and what you're doing, and then we'll talk about why.
Thanks very much. My name is Lisa Badalato. I am the co-owner of Pedego Electric Bikes in Fort Myers, Florida. Both my husband and I, my husband is Skip, and I am Lisa.
Well, Lisa's story is like so many of the Pedego owners here. You didn't come to this from the world of bicycling. You weren't a bike shop owner for 20 years. You and your husband worked on Wall Street. Did I get that right?
That's correct. We both had Wall Street careers.
And what did you do? You told me he's like a bond trader or something here.
Yep. My husband was a bond trader, and I was a bond salesperson. I sold corporate bonds institutionally, and he traded bonds institutionally as well.
So how in the world did you decide to trade in a career trading bonds to open up an e-bike store in Fort Myers, Florida? That sounds like a giant leap of faith there.
It sure was. We both had careers, you know, between the two of us, 50 years working in New York City. Definitely high stress jobs. We were at our desks in New York City at 7 a.m. every morning. And my husband was kind of looking for the next thing. And he has three boys, and they were all out of college. They all had jobs. They all had girlfriends. And so my husband was ready to make the move. I wasn't as ready as he was, but when I finally, you know, thought more about it, we were still young enough that we wanted to get out there and really enjoy life. And we had great careers, and we said, let's look for the next thing. And we saw a Pedego in a town in New Jersey, Spring Lake, New Jersey, where we had a house. And we were coming down to Florida year after year visiting friends. And my husband had the idea, like, we should open up one of these electric bike stores down in Florida. And I thought he was crazy. And here we are, 5 years later. We walked away from our Wall Street careers. And now we opened up this fabulous store and love it. Absolutely love it.
Take me through that moment when you decided, hey, we're going to make this leap. This isn't just a fantasy. This isn't just, it's like going somewhere on vacation and say, oh, I'm going to open up a bed and breakfast. I'm going to do something fun with my life here. I'm tired of the stress and the strain and all the other stuff here. Most of us never do that. We get home, we shake it off. But you didn't shake it off when you got home. It continued to percolate. How long did it take to make this change, or did it just happen quickly?
No, it probably took about a year. We were dragging our feet a little, and we kind of circled the territory that we were interested in. And then it was when Pedego came back to us and said, you have to make a decision because more people were interested in the area.
Yeah.
So we had a condo in Jersey City, which was right across the river from New York City, and we had a home in Spring Lake, New Jersey. So we started off small, and we said, okay, let's sell the condo, which we did, and we kept the house in Spring Lake, New Jersey, thinking we'd get back yearly, which did not happen because we own a store and we're very busy, so we weren't able to be as often as we'd like, and then the pandemic hit, so we didn't get back. So we wound up selling the house in New Jersey last year, and we are here now full-time. We are full-time residents through the summer, and never one regret. Never once do we look back. We miss family, of course, but don't have one regret. We love what we do.
So you're not snowbirds anymore. You don't just fly down for the winter and fly home. This is your commitment.
We never were snowbirds. We thought we were going to be snowbirds, but that just didn't happen because as soon as we opened up the doors here, it just went gangbusters, and we are needed here, and we like to be here as the owners of the store. We're very passionate about it. We love to come to work, and we just stayed here. And we, like I said, we sold the house, and now we're pretty much stuck here. And we live 10 minutes from the store. We sold one of our cars. We now have one car because the other one rides a bike to
there you go. See, wow, you're even living the life yourself. You're not just selling the life, you're living the life. So walk me through again. I want to know more about what it's like running a store and owning a store and how much different it is being on Wall Street. But before we go there, I want to be a fly on the wall when you walked into some big firm in Wall Street. I mean, it doesn't get much more hectic, powerful, chaotic, you know, when I'm assuming all of you, the people there on Wall Street, feel like we've made it, we've arrived, we're at the pinnacle, we're at the top of the world here. And all of a sudden you walked in and said, we're going to go do something else. And we're not just going to work for another firm. We're not just going to go across the street. We're going to go states away and do something radically different. What did they? Did they laugh at you? Did they think you were crazy? Did they all envy you? Well, how did they react?
I think most people envied us. I think, you know, so many people, like you said, have the idea of going to do something different, but it's very hard to walk away from those, you know, great careers that we had.
I spent 40 years building this up, 20 years trying to get here, and now I may not be as passionate as I once was, but by God, I'm not just going to give it up that easily here.
Yeah, and I was, you know, definitely at the height of my career, so it was, you know, a big decision to make, but I just felt like our health and our happiness was really the most important. And like I said, we were young enough that we can kind of take a step back, and coming to work at 10 o'clock is a lot more fun than, you know, getting on a ferry across the across the Hudson River at 6 a.m. in, you know, 20 degree weather. So we just knew that there was just a whole nother world out there, and we just took the plunge and we did it. It still surprises me today. If you would have told me 6 years ago that I would have done this, I probably would have thought you were crazy.
Yeah, right. And so I wonder, you know, do your friends look back now and say, wow, they got out. They made the move. They found a way to pivot. They took what they did, and I'm sure there were times you loved it and you made a bunch of money, but there's a certain point when it's just not fun anymore. And that seems to be the priority. Is it much more fun running this business? I mean, it's still stress and strain because you're in business for yourself, but you're dealing with a different kind of customer and selling a different kind of product here.
Yes, completely. Well, the biggest obstacle is working with your husband and living with your husband. So that's our biggest challenge, that we live together, we work together. But this is my little area up here, my desk and the sales and all the accessories. And then around the corner, there's a service area where my husband is supposed to be.
Right.
She doesn't often stay back there. But now we have a full-time mechanic. So that's our biggest challenge, is working and living together. But yeah, owning a business, it's stressful. But the stress that was involved in what we did is a whole nother level. And having your own business is... it's interesting, and you get what you put into it, like any career. I mean, our careers are the same.
Sure.
But we love it. You know, I sold corporate bonds for 25 years. I never saw a corporate bond. I never held a corporate bond.
Yeah, exactly.
And I sold billions of them. So coming here and seeing my bikes every day, every bike in this store belongs to me. I look at them, and I'm so proud of our store and what we've done, what we've accomplished. And I just enjoy listening to myself talk to you, because I still can't believe that we did it. And we did it so successfully. We're both, my husband and I are both natural salespeople, so that certainly helps. We both have very strong business minds. And I was always pretty good with financing and my finances. So I think I brought that into the business, and I kind of know how to spend wisely. And I know how to make good decisions. So I feel that that's been a really big help with our business, for sure.
And talk about the difference in selling a product that people take home with a big smile on their face, as opposed to an anonymous financial instrument like a corporate bond, that it's important, but I don't know, do people walk away with a big grin when they buy one?
Sometimes.
They made a lot, I guess. Yeah.
But it was, you know, it was certainly a harder sale, selling corporate bonds. But here, the joy that we bring to people, and if you look at our first interview when we first got into this business, the number one thing I said was that we were interested in bringing good health to people that wanted to be active, they couldn't be active.
Yeah,
so it was
right.
All about having a healthy lifestyle, not only for us, but that we can also bring that to a customer base, because our customer base is baby boomer generation, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah, right.
And so to know that we're helping to keep them in a good, you know, healthy state was just something that was really meaningful to me, and to keep ourselves healthy as well, not just sitting behind a desk for 10 hours like we did.
We had William Shatner on one of the shows. He just turned 90, and he loves riding Pedego e-bikes. And I'm like, what are you doing on an e-bike? He says, it's fun, and I can do it. Is that the same experience you're seeing out there? I mean, do these things sort of sell themselves, or do you have to really convince people to, at 80, 90, 70, to take a risk and get back on a bike again?
I was going to say that when I sold corporate bonds, it was a lot of discussions and you know, phone calls. This really does sell itself. I mean, that's the easy part of our job, that these bites do sell themselves. And, you know, having a really strong company that stands behind us with Pedigo, it just really does sell itself. It makes our job very, very easy. I don't feel that we have to make a hard sale and make sure somebody buys something, you know, when they walk in our door. We're very comfortable to tell people, go do your research, because we know that they're going to come back. So they do. They really do sell themselves. And that's why the motto for Pedigo is Hello Fun, because our posted children are our customers that come back on the test rides with us with just the biggest smiles on their face.
And what do your friends and family say about this? Are they enjoying the ride that you're on, or are they still shaking their heads and saying, they'll come back?
No, they're really enjoying the ride for us and seeing how happy we are and how excited we are. And then the success. I mean, the success alone to, you know, start our own business 5 years ago and be successful the first year in business is unheard of.
Yeah.
That's just not, you know, you don't believe that could ever happen. It takes 3 years to start being profitable. And we were profitable our first year when we had pretty much no clue about, you know, this business, the bike business, and, you know, having our own business. But again, you know, having the support of Pedigo to really help with growing our business and to make sure that we're successful just made it really easy. And we've been successful since, you know, the very first year that we started.
Talk about the difference between owning your own business or working for a giant. I assume you work for some giant firm on Wall Street. They all seem like they're giant firms on Wall Street.
Yeah.
Tons of people in high-rise buildings. There's an excitement to that, I'm sure, but there's a pressure to perform, no question about it. But somebody else is renting the building. Somebody else is paying the overhead. Somebody else is doing the corporate marketing and all that kind of stuff here. Now you're on your own. Does that seem scarier, or does it seem more liberating and exciting? I don't know.
You know, when I first started, there was so much to do. And, you know, just between social media and where do you advertise and how do you advertise? Getting staff, I mean, that took a really long time. That was our biggest challenge. Yeah, and paying the rent, I mean, and finding the spot and getting to know a place that we were not familiar with. So
right.
We just moved our whole lives down here. So it was scary, but again, because of the success of our first year, just made it, you know, a big sigh of relief that we did really well. And we just knew, you know, again, having Pedigo behind us, and having access to the CEO, Don, that I have his cell number. I can talk to him anytime.
Amazing, yeah.
And Tom Bach, who was the first one that got us, you know, involved, that we worked with him a lot. They were just always available. So that was always, you had somebody that you can turn to and to get help if you needed it. So it just, it's overwhelming with all the things I still think that I do, as I pretty much run the operations of the business. And then my poor husband was the mechanic, where he had never changed a flat tire in his life. There was a lot of stress there. Again, working with your husband and living with your husband. So that was the biggest challenge, was really getting, you know, somebody to be the mechanic. And that by far has been our biggest challenge. And we succeeded and we got him. So now we're kind of, I feel like we're really coasting. And
do you have to turn it off when you get home, or is it just intertwined in your whole day here? The business and your life is just one continuing story here.
We try and turn it off. I was pretty good at that when I was selling bonds. I was good at turning it off sometimes, I should say. But we're pretty good at turning it off, but we're still, it's just a fun thing. So we're always talking about the bikes and
what we're going to do tomorrow and where we're going and something, events coming up and everything. Because you guys, that's why, the reason I'm asking is, it isn't a store that you just close the doors and walk away from. The Pedigo stores seem to have a connection with their customers. They come back, they just drop in to say hello. You have weekend rides with them or special events you do with them. You don't sell them a bike and never see them again like so many other things. You seem to build a connection and a community around this.
That's right. A lot of my customers have my cell phone number, which is sometimes good, sometimes
bad. Really, you know, it's 2 o'clock on a Saturday here, right?
Yeah. So, but that's the thing. I mean, we've made so many friends that are our customers that are now really good friends of ours. So we're very fortunate that, you know, being new to this area, that we've met so many people. And it's funny because sometimes I feel like we're a bit of, you know, a celebrity, that we're the owners of the Pedigo Electric Bike Store for buyers.
Right.
been on every news channel because every news channel had done stories on us. So people know who we are. So it's a proud feeling that I have that we, you know, we do give back to the community. We try and do well with the community, but it's such a, so it is, we do take it home because we, it's a big part of our life now is being, you know, the Pedego dealer in Fort Myers.
And that's got to be different. I'm sure it's exciting to be on Wall Street. You feel like you're at the center of the universe here, but you're just one of millions of people coming into the city every day here. Nobody really knows your name or stops and says, hey, even famous celebrities don't get stopped on the streets in New York. Suddenly you move to a smaller community and you have a bigger impact and people start to know your name and ride by and say, hey, Lisa, how you doing? What's that like to be recognized and to feel part of the community here?
Absolutely love it. You know, just this weekend, we're in a restaurant and, you know, out to lunch on the water, of course, and we see some customers. Or when we first got here, we might see like one electric bike go by a month. And now we see them all the time, our bikes.
As I see them everywhere.
Our customers. Right. So now it's just, it's always, you know, we don't ever drive anywhere without looking at a bike that is on going down the sidewalk to see, is it electric? Is it our bike? So we look at bikes certainly differently than we did when we used to work in New York City. But no, it's such a proud moment, like you said, because, you know, I was one of a gazillion people in New York City. But this is, we stand out here. I mean, we are definitely part of this community. And it's just, yeah, we're really proud being Pedego owners.
It's like the journey from Wall Street to Main Street.
Correct, 100%. That's it.
Well, I applaud you for having the leap of faith, and I applaud you even more for making it such a success. Where does it go from here? Is this something you're just going to ride along for a while, or are there expansion plans, or are you just happy where you're at?
We are thrilled where we are at, but there's so much more to do. I mean, you're just kind of scratching the surface. There's so many different parts of our business between sales and rentals and tours and service and accessories.
Right.
And now, you know, we are talking about expanding and opening in different locations. So there's so much more. I don't think there's enough in a lifetime to know what we can do with the business and how much we, you know, that we are able to do. So it's, yeah, there's no ceiling to this. This is just exploding. It's just getting bigger and better. So the sky's the limit. Absolutely.
And well, the last question is, what's the world look like down in Fort Myers today here? Is it prime territory for electric bikes? Are people embracing these things? I would think that's outdoors, it's sunny, it's all that kind of stuff. Or is this still something, a novelty that people are getting to know here? Where are we at in the e-bike revolution here?
Well, I know when we went to California for the dealer meeting 2 years ago, because we didn't have it last year, and we were out to lunch sitting out in, you know, Huntington Beach, we'd say about 80% of the bikes that we saw there were electric. 80%.
Yeah.
I mean, here we're not even scratching the surface. Like, if it's less than 1%, so it's just scratching the surface. Everybody's learning about it. I think the pandemic was, you know, super helpful to the business.
Yeah. Because suddenly they're alone and they want to get out with a group and they want to do something and they got time on their hands and they're at home. All those things suddenly made people wake up and say, hey, I want to live life a little more here. I want to have some fun and wellness in my life here.
Right. And there, you know, Florida is an older community and more people are moving down to Florida and there's more traffic. So 100% it's bike friendly. Everybody wants to be on a bike. I hear a lot of stories like us that we got rid of one car and rather be on an electric bike where you can go 60, 70, 80 miles on one battery charge.
Yeah, right.
So it's just, and people want to be active. People want to be outdoors. People want to be active. So yeah, it's definitely bike friendly and it can get better. It can only get better.
Well, I can't imagine a world where nobody I know suddenly said, hey, let's give up one of those cars. And yet we all, what a wonderful idea. I don't have the insurance. I don't have the maintenance. I don't have the hassle, the parking and on and on and on here. You know, could we go back to a world where we have fewer cars? Maybe if we've all start picking up electric bikes and other alternative transportation, maybe that is a world that we're looking at here. What do you think? Are you the future?
Absolutely. Like I said, they haven't even scratched the surface here. And Once they make, you know, more bike lanes and bike paths, that's only going to increase over the years. I mean, I see what they're doing here, and whether it's, you know, 20 or 30 years down the road, it's only going to get better. So I could see that there will be less cars, and especially the millennials that are now stepping into.
Yeah.
They're going to start there again with our elements. I mean, we see so many of this younger generation come in and, you know, buy this new cool bike that we have. And a lot of people are using it to commute rather than having to have a car.
We see it out here in California. People are starting to say, maybe I don't need the big house anymore. The kids are saying, maybe I just live in a smaller place and it's more of the lifestyle that surrounds me. And that means I don't have a garage. I'm not going to park the car anywhere. I don't need the car. I'm going to live near work. I'm going to commute. We're changing our whole way of thinking of how we do this. And I think that you guys are at the forefront of it. I think you're leading the revolution here. Well, I thank you for leading us along on this story. How do you move from Wall Street to Main Street? That's an amazing story here. And I hope you'll come back and check in with us from time to time and tell us how the ride is.
Definitely. Thank you so much. I really appreciate talking to you. And thank you for all the kind words.
Okay.